Here we go. It is episode number 25 of the Rosie Report. Jim Rosenhaus along with you as we join you from Baltimore, Maryland. This is the regular season roundup Memorial Day weekend recap edition. So a lot to get to today. And it's been a good stretch for the Guardians after Monday's 5-0 win here in Baltimore as they took 2 out of 3 from the Cardinals over the weekend. And let's go back to Sunday. What has been a rarity this season, a walk-off winner for the Guardians, this time against the Cardinals.
You've got great speed on the bases. Straw the tying run at second. Kwan the winning run at first. Infielders play back, so obviously the base runners get as big a lead as they want. Ramirez batting left-handed. The outfielders medium deep, a bit toward right. The 1-0 pitch to Ramirez. A swing and a line drive toward the gap right center. It's a base hit. It'll go to the wall. Straw scores the tying run. Kwan around third. He scores the winner. And a mob scene out at short. Jose Ramirez, a walk-off, two-out, two-run double up the alley in right center. And the Guardians, with their second walk-off win of the season, stun the Redbirds in the ninth inning as the two walks come back to kill the Cardinal hopes. And then who else but Jose Ramirez comes through again with a walk-off two-run double here in the ninth inning. Cleveland gets the series win in walk-off fashion here today, 4-3.
Boy, and that really changed the complexion of that series as it did not look good. It looked like the Cardinals would take 2 out of 3, but Jose Ramirez with the big base hit. And that certainly provided a little momentum heading into the series in Baltimore against a very good Orioles team, second best record in the major leagues coming into that series. Just a reminder, coming up later on in the show, we'll hear from Chris Antonetti, the president of baseball operations for the Guardians, as we'll get his thoughts heading into the Memorial Day weekend on where the team is at and some of the needs that they might have in the days and months ahead as they try and hang in there in terms of the postseason race. But first, a look back at Monday's action. Logan Allen, tremendous 10 strikeouts, 7 innings, and a 5-0 victory for the Guardians. And after the game, Allen talked about getting deep into games and how important that is in this, his rookie season.
Oh, no doubt. Like I said last week, I think with my last outing last week, kind of got in the same situation, didn't finish the outing well, so was definitely happy about just finishing the outing a little bit better and finishing a little stronger.
Go back to that at-bat against Frazier in the fourth inning. McCann had just doubled, and you get ahead of him 0-2, and then he steps out, and you looked like you wanted him back in that box. You were ready to go with that next pitch.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm one of those guys that's always kind of ready to throw right back on the rubber. So, you know, that's a big thing that hitters are trying to do is take their time and try to get you out of your rhythm. But, you know, I'm just trying to be as ready as I can for as soon as they do get in the box.
Terry mentioned the fact that, you know, it's moving on the job for you up here at the major league. But what does this mean for you today to do it for yourself, you know, to be able to perform like that?
I mean, it's big. It's definitely a big confidence booster going into the next start, knowing that, you know, this is possible, this is capable of this, and it's just about staying consistent and executing pitches. And, you know, when we execute a game plan like we did today, we'll have a lot of success.
I would say I felt
good in pretty much every outing, so it's a little bit more just how the outcomes go. You know, baseball is one of those sports where how the ball bounced that day, how the guys, you know, just catch a ball, so it felt good just to be, you know, being able to get through 7, and, you know, that's the biggest thing for me.
We know the cheat code is Cam Gallagher back there catching the right headset. You know, you walk Mullins to start the game, and he erases him, you know, right away.
No, that's big. That's huge. I mean, like I said outside, it set the momentum for the inning. It started getting us going with some cleaner innings and, you know, set the tone. Anytime we can get that leadoff guy out, even if he does walk and, you know, try to steal second, I think getting that first out is important. And, you know, hats off to Cam for swinging the bat well today, calling a great game, and catching a shutout.
Good contribution from a lot of The offense, as Will Brennan had a big day with three hits, Cam Gallagher with a couple of hits, and also a caught stealing, doing nice work behind the plate. And he did it in front of a ton of family and friends who came down from eastern Pennsylvania to take in the series.
About an hour and a half for me growing up, so you know, I'd go to some Phillies games in Baltimore. It's just a little bit easier to get in and out of, but you know, I came here watching Cal Ripken, you know, as a kid, and you know, it's awesome to come back here and play and have my family and friends there just to watch. It was
so what's more fun, coming through at the plate with your family here and in a couple other ways, or catching a game like that?
You know, I with the offense that Baltimore has over there, you know, my goal today was get Logan through, you know, 6-7 innings, you know, and limit the damage, you know, because they're a great offensive team. You know, that's first and foremost for me. You know, I know I'm not necessarily one of the best hitters, you know, and, you know, I'm just trying to put the bat on the ball and get guys in and move guys over and stuff like that. And I was fortunate enough to get a couple and drive a couple in today, but ultimately, you know, defense is it's what I want to do and take care of most, but the offense is fun too when it comes through.
What was the most impressive thing you saw out of that kid today?
His composure and being able to locate his pitches. You know, I kind of told him the game plan a little bit today, and you know, we're locations we're gonna have to go, and you know, he executed everything amazing. You know, as you know, after that first leadoff walk, you know, after that he just pounded the strike zone, and you know, it was hats off to that guy, and you know, that's the main reason why we won today.
You mentioned, you know, just him going through that lineup. That is not an easy lineup to go through with what they've done so far this year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's one swing of the bat. You know, it's. They have a lot of home runs over there, a lot of extra base hits, Logan, you know, batting average. So, you know, with Logan today, you know, it's, you know, he doesn't have a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, but he has a lot of deception with his fastball, and he's got 4 or 5-plus pitches, and being able to throw him off the strikes and get ahead, it's huge, especially with the lineup they have over there.
That bat against Frazier in the fourth, I believe, and he got ahead of him 0-2, and it looked like he just wanted to get right back. You know, he stepped out, and he wanted right back in that box because he just wanted to go at him.
Yeah, I know. It's fun watching him. You know, he's a competitor. You know, he's never phased, and, you know, it's one thing that I kind of had a little emotion today, too, because I'm kind of feeding off each other, and you know, his composure, and you know, he wants to play and he wants to pitch and he wants to get everything he's got, you know, and that kind of fires me up, and you can kind of feel the momentum after the first couple innings, and you know, it was lights out.
You know, it was early, but did you feel like it was a big spot there when you were able to get Mullins trying to steal second?
Yeah, you know, him and Mateo, you know, they're their burners, and we had a good game plan, and Logan, you know, he was real quick to the plate, gave me a great chance to throw him out, and you know, we're fortunate enough to get him, but you know, he did a heck of a job holding runners on and being quick to the plate, and you know, just giving me the chance.
So some good stuff from Logan Allen and Cam Gallagher. And after Monday's game, Terry Francona talked about how impressed he was with the work of his rookie left-hander.
I thought he was tremendous. You know, he had the 2 walks to Mullins. Other than that, and that's probably not the guy you know, but he pitched around it. I think he had 10 strikeouts. He used all 3 pitches. And he elevated his fastball and kind of got it past their barrel at times. He really pitched well.
I just interviewed him. Does it impress you that he said the career high in innings was more important than him than the strikeouts?
I didn't know that. You know, anytime we look up and somebody's pitching into the seventh, you're generally feeling pretty good. But he's learning on the job, and he's doing a pretty good job of it.
Seems like every time Cam Gallagher catches him, you see he has a good day at the plate and throwing behind it.
I mean, Cam's done a really good job catching since day one. You know, today he chipped in with a couple hits. You know, he used his legs, but he played a really good game. And he always catches a really good game.
How big is it? He throws out Mullins in the first inning.
Right? Yeah, lets things kind of settle down as opposed to you're pitching out of the stretch and they got a runner in scoring position. I agree.
Not to take anything away from Hosey defensively, a day off for him, but to have Gabriel Arias come in there and make 2 really nice plays with his arm.
He made the play down the third baseline, and then he made the diving play. He's really gifted defender, and I think you can see why we try to be patient and get him at bats, because as he figures it out, he's got a chance to be pretty good.
Like Brennan at the plate after a tough day yesterday.
Yeah, that was nice to see him bounce back. Really good, because I know he was kind of feeling it. That was good.
With Logan's, what do you, you know, you mentioned learning on the job. Is there sort of things you look for in a young pitcher to stay focused on when they're so early into their career like this?
Well, I mean, it's kind of different probably every start. But, I mean, typical things, like you want to see him pound the zone and not beat themselves, and just learn, you know, because you've never faced the Orioles before. You've never, never been here probably before, but just compete, don't back down, and just keep trying to get better. You're doing a really good job with that.
So the Guardians have won 3 out of 4 as they head into play on Tuesday night in Baltimore, and then another game on Wednesday afternoon to wrap up the series before they head to Minnesota to take on the first-place Twins. As they headed into the Memorial Day weekend, the Guardians were battling to try and get back to the 500 mark. We had a chance to visit with Chris Antonetti, the president of baseball operations for the Guardians, and we talked to Chris about some of the struggles, but also some of the reasons for optimism for this team as they get deeper into the campaign.
Well, there have been pockets along the way that have been encouraging and optimistic. I think probably at the forefront of those is the way some of our young pitching continues to, you know, step in opportunities at the major league level and find a way to contribute towards helping us win games. And so that's certainly been a highlight of the early part of the season. And now as we look forward, we're hopeful that there are a lot more highlights that we can touch upon as we go forward from here.
And certainly well-documented concerns would certainly be the offense. And are you seeing some signs as they go through some things here in the month of May that are maybe a point toward a breakout?
We are. I think what we're trying to do is just not lay the blanket on it and say, hey, this is a team-wide thing, because there's very little to do about that. Instead, what we can do is focus on how do we help each individual player get better? What does he need to do to be the best version of himself? And then if more guys throughout the lineup are able to be closer to the best versions of themselves, collectively we will have a much better offense. So I give, you know, Alex Eckelman and Chris Valleca and Victor and Espo, they're working diligently every day with each player to think about how do I help him continue to improve and be closer to the best version that he can be.
And you always hear sometimes that you don't want to overdo it or try too hard in the game of baseball, but I know you're always cognizant of balancing that hard work and some of the things you mentioned with trying to just let those natural talents shine through. And how tough is that balance when it's not going well?
Yeah, again, this comes down to an individual level. Each guy might need something different, and if you think about that as a balance, right, some guys might need a little bit more, some guys might need a little bit less, and this is where having such great relationships that our coaches have with some of the players individually, they've got great insight into what a guy might need to help him get closer and get the work in that he needs to do to get closer to be the best version of himself.
You mentioned the young pitching. And you have two starters on their way back coming off of injury in Tristan McKenzie, Aaron Civale, and Tom and Tito have talked about it a bit, the importance of them being stretched out before they get here. Because of the progress that the young pitchers have made, is it easier to be patient with those two?
In some respects, it might be. I think we always try to default of what is in the best interest of the individual pitcher or player long-term and put the team interest a little bit behind that, because the last thing we would ever want to do is have a player come back too soon and, you know, compromise their health moving forward. So we always prioritize that. Certainly it helps as we look at a team level to have guys that are, you know, have come up and done well as, you know, as we've waited for those other guys to return. And, you know, over the course of the next few weeks, we might have some difficult decisions to make, but I think we would all welcome those types of difficult decisions and maybe the decisions of, like, it's not evident that we have enough guys to either fill out a rotation or a bullpen.
Stay tuned. We'll have more with Chris Antonetti after this short break. Welcome back to Guardians Warm-Up. Chris Antonetti joining us, the president of baseball operations. And Chris, maybe off topic a little bit, I always like to maybe focus in on a player or two. And Gabriel Arias has made some nice strides here this spring. And can you maybe put into words for the fans how difficult it is for him playing as many different positions that he has in order to get playing time to be as successful as he has been and make some progress?
Well, what we've asked him to do on balance is really difficult. So if you think about the path of most minor league prospects, especially some of the better prospects, they're used to playing every day in the minor leagues. And then in Gabby's case, he does not have that everyday role up here. So he's had to learn how to become a part-time player and still be able to produce when he gets those opportunities. And to add to the layer of difficulty, not only are those opportunities a little bit fewer and further between, but they're coming at different positions that he hasn't played before. So he's trying to both learn a new role, not playing every day, while he's learning new positions. And we give him a ton of credit, despite how challenging that might be. He's actually made some great strides with with both his routine to prepare him to play, and then what he's been able to do on the field in those different spots. And I think as we look forward, that gives him more opportunities to find his way in the lineup and contribute on the field.
And here's a career infielder. What made you say, you know what, he'll be all right now out in the outfield, he'll be just fine?
Well, Gabby's got great instincts. If you just watch him on the field defensively, no matter where you put him, even, you know, last year he hadn't played first base, and you look up at the end of the year and he's playing first base in a postseason game for us because of just how well he adapts. He's a really athletic guy defensively. He's got a great feel for the game. And so, you know, a little bit of a risk, but we felt he was capable of going out to the outfield and you know, and contributing out there. And he's, you know, he's one of those guys that in BP is always out there and kind of mess it around, and you watch him, you're like, hey, that looks pretty good. Let's, maybe that's an option for us.
And the trade itself came during the COVID year, so there is a different trade deadline, and he was in the minor leagues, which I imagine made it more difficult when you're looking for the added players, the young prospects. Do you remember the challenges that you had in identifying him as a piece?
Yeah, that whole year was really challenging just because of the whole dynamic with COVID. But that's the benefit of having, you know, a really robust acquisitions group, both within the front office with the analytics that we have, but as importantly, the scouts that we have that are building up a history with those players. And, you know, we have scouts that know the Padres organization exceedingly well, and Gabby's a guy that we've had interest in for quite a while. So in 2020, we weren't starting from scratch from him. We were really building on the history that we had.
What made him stand out?
His defensive ability has always been his calling card. He is, you know, almost anywhere on the diamond, his arm is probably among, if not the strongest at the position you play him. He's got great instincts defensively, and he's got great, you know, ingredients to be a successful hitter. If you look at how his body moves, the way he can impact the ball. So, you know, if we can hopefully, you know, put those ingredients together, and there's a possibility it could be a really exciting major league player for us moving forward, both offensively and defensively.
Chris, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Rosie. Thank you.
That's Chris Antonetti, president of baseball operations. Stay tuned. More to come after this. That's president of baseball operations, Chris Antonetti, as we covered quite a bit with Chris, but some interesting stuff there on Gabriel Arias, and he could be a key player going forward for this ball club. Well, that's going to do it for episode number 25 of the Rosie Report. Thanks so much for tuning in as always. We'll catch you again tomorrow for another edition as the road trip continues in Baltimore. Until then, this is Jim Rosenhaus thanking you as always for downloading and listening to the Rosie Report.